Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Tom Hill. We'll start with the rising star, Elliot Anderson, and he has a place in Newcastle United history books, potentially on the horizon. A very strong Aston Villa outfit head to St James's Park on Tuesday night in the quarterfinal of the FA Youth Cup. Anderson thinks his side have what it takes to write their name in the history books, alongside the likes of Paul Gascoigne from the class of 85. He told reporters, it's a very important game. All the lads are looking forward to it. I think with the way that we've been training, we've got a great chance of winning. He made his first team debut back in January. He went on to say, there isn't something that hasn't been done for 3 or 4 years. When the team got to the quarters, we're hopeful now we can go further. Everyone is on top form. We're more than capable of winning. We need everyone to play well and everything to click, and it will all be okay. Anderson has spent the season training with Steve Bruce's United first team, who has turning out the 2023's occasions as well. He's captained the team. He's gone through the academy age groups with a special honour for the young Geordie. He insists going forward he'll hope to star and get his name alongside some of the club's brightest stars of the past. And Lee Ryder has revealed that Steve Bruce has, of course, been discussing a major driving force behind the decision to sign Joe Willock. Ryder has been saying that the arrival of Willock was no surprise. It has been a successful signing. If one Steve Bruce wanted to do, eyebrows were raised by some observers in January, but the business really. But he's done some fantastic work as Willock, and he's probably saved Newcastle. So Ryder, the local journalist, has been full of praise for Bruce's decision to bring in Willock, and he'll be hoping to try and sign more gems if he gets to keep his job in the coming weeks. And just in case you missed it earlier this week, Alan Shearer and Thierry Henry have been named as the first players to be named in the Premier League Hall of Fame. Former Newcastle and Blackburn Rovers striker Shearer remains a leading goal scorer in the competition's history, having scored 260 times across 14 seasons for both clubs. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.